Blog Talk Radio.
Ray Lucia, certified financial planner. And while the bull market appears to be alive and well, nobody knows when the tide will shift. Meanwhile, gold is hitting 25-year highs, and you know all about the price of oil these days. So while you cannot predict the future, you should have a strategy that will help you navigate the twists and turns in the road ahead. You need a sound financial plan put together by a qualified financial advisor with a firm large enough to handle even the most sophisticated elements of investing, but small enough to give you the personal attention that you deserve. Call one of Ray Lucia's buckets of money specialists today at 877-PLANNER and get started on a financial plan that's custom fit to your specific needs. No upfront costs, no cost for an initial workup, and always full disclosure. Call 877-PLANNER or go online at 877planner.com. Securities through Securities America, Inc. Member NASD SIPC, Ray Lucia representative.
My fellow citizens, this depression has deepened by
it's
events from abroad.
As Black Tuesday, October 1929. The onset of the Great Depression. Unfortunately, today, we as a nation are faced with much worse conditions than those that led up to the Great Depression. With $8.3 trillion in debt, 0% savings, the lowest since the Great Depression, a real estate bubble set to burst that will set off a national crisis. The Iraq War, estimated as high as $2 trillion. We're a nation strangling ourselves in debt. Gold Link Direct is now offering a free insider's edition on how to invest into gold. Gold is the only protector against your money devaluation or a collapse of the dollar. Call 800-929-4171 for a free insider's edition gold guide. That's a 1995 value. Call now and receive a free silver Kennedy half dollar with the insider's gold edition guide. Call now and get your insider's edition and silver coin. That number again is 800-929-4171.
The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
Welcome to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with your host, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Parthenia is a psychologist and certified natural health care practitioner who will show you alternative paths toward health with a holistic approach. Call with your questions or comments at 610-664-4100. Now here's the host of Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izzard.
Good day to those of you listening to a rebroadcast some other time. Today is July 15th. You're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, Parthenia Izzard, at WWDB 860 on the AM dial. On this program, we discuss alternative medicine therapies and related products and issues. Only try the therapies shared here after consulting with your physician. Last Saturday, you heard a rebroadcast of the Lillipo magazine program we did with Klaus Spruill. At the end of that show, we discussed the herb barberry and the yoga asana Virabhadrasana 3. If you missed that show, you can go to our website at www.amtherapies.com, click on the radio show link, scroll down to the show you want, and click the button under it to listen to the show. If you want to set up an appointment with me, call 610-660-7710. Later, when we open the phone lines, call 610-664-4100 to ask a question of our guest. Our guest today is Antonio Fargas, discussing life lessons. At the end of the program today, we will have the herb birch and the yoga asana Parsvatanasana. Now it's time for our wellness news. It was very interesting that on Channel 6 Wednesday in their Health Check program with Rick Williams, they talked about a medical miracle giving hope to people struggling with paralysis. They said scientists say this Massachusetts man had a small sensor implanted in his brain and that he was able to control the sensor on his computer by using his thoughts. His brain waves reportedly helped him open email, open and close a prosthetic hand, and he even played a video game. We're also told there is a device that allows him to change the channel on the TV set with a thought. This has huge implications for people with spinal cord injuries and Lou Gehrig's disease and others. The research was funded in part by Christopher Reeve, the Christopher Reeve Foundation. Now, there were other articles referring to the same incident. There was one in the Fremont, Newark, California Argus, also on July 13th, stating that a paralyzed man moves mountains with his mind. paralyzed man with a small sensor implanted in his brain was able to control a computer, a television set, and a robot using only his thoughts, scientists reported on Wednesdays. Those results offer hope that in the future, people with spinal cord injuries, Lou Gehrig's disease, or other conditions that impair movement may be able to communicate or better control their world. If your brain can do it, we can tap into it. That was the statement from a professor, John Donahue, with relation to that. Then again, there was an article on it in the San Jose Mercury News in California where they talked about it being heralded as a potential breakthrough for patients with spinal cord injuries. A quadriplegic, thank you, was able to open the email, change television stations, and turn on lights with just his mind, and a sophisticated brain sensor that translated his thoughts into actions. His name was Matthew Nagel, 25 years old, injured in a knife attack in 2001, could not use his arms or legs, but for 9 months he had a sensor implanted in his brain and was able to play video games and draw rudimentary figures. Now, all of this may take you back to a guest we had earlier this summer, Don Paris, on vibrational medicine. And he spoke of a child who invented a device in enabling his mother to change channels on her television with her thoughts. And later that he was hired by Microsoft to do research. It may be that his invention was refined somewhat so that it could be so that it could be utilized by the medical industry to help those with paralysis. Interesting. And that was on Wednesday's Channel 6 News at Noon with Rick Williams. Okay, now, as I said earlier, our guest is Antonio Fargas. He was initiated into the world of film at the age of 14 in Shirley Clarke's Cool World. He has been noted for the unforgettable characters he creates, most famously for his role as the incorrigible and lovable Huggy Bear in TV's Starsky and Hutch. His outrageously comedic characters, as in Robert Downey's Putney Swope and Keenan Ivan Wayans, I'm Going to Get You Sucker, or chilling the audience through a convincing rendition of a 90-year-old witch doctor, as in the Broadway play The Great White Hope. Antonio's performances have generated a near-endless array of enthusiastic acclaim from some of the industry's most respected critics of film, television, and stage. His film credits include Shaft, Car Wash, Pretty Baby, Next Stop Greenwich Village, Le Belle Anglaise, Whore, Conrack, The Howling Six, and The Borrower, amongst many others. Antonio's television credits include starring, recurring, and guest roles on Miami Vice, Starsky and Hutch, All My Children, Martin, among many other programs. His list of movies of the week includes ABC's Huggy Bear and the Turkey, PBS's Denmark VC, ABC's Huckleberry Finn, and CBS's Ambush Murder. Yes, there's more. Antonio's stage career is most extensive with appearances both on and off Broadway. These include Melvin Van Peebles' Ain't Supposed to Die a Natural Death, the on-Broadway production of The Great White Hope, North Carolina Repertory's The Contract, Stage West's The Rainmaker, and The Emperor Jones, and numerous other productions. Antonio Fargas is also a partner in his own production company, Granada Entertainment. The company specializes in the writing and production of new film and television products and currently has a television series in development for British television. Antonio is currently partnering with a number of other artists in a tribute to urban art forms. The focus of his tribute is a 12-city tour of Calling All Saints, a gospel musical stage play about the threats to marriage and family. His commitment to theater is further exemplified by his position on the boards of Rhode Island's Langston Hughes Center for the Arts and the Martin Luther King Center of Newport, chairman of the board of the Mount Vernon Fine Arts Cultural Center with its Open Cage Theater, which was an organization founded by my mother, and an honorary board chair on the Progressive Symphony's Academy of the Arts, an organization by Maestra Yvette Devereaux. Yes, wonderful. I mean, you know, impressive when you have guests like this whose bios take up quite a bit of the time of the interview. Good morning, Antonio.
Good morning. Good morning. It's great to be with you.
And it is around, what, 5 o'clock, 5:15 your time?
Yes, I was thinking there's very few things that I get up this early for, and that was Christmas and my work and my loved ones, you know. So,
well, we
and I think that almost encompasses everything, and certainly our history together, so it's a great feeling to listen to you and to hear all the things you've been up to and through the years, and a practitioner, and you know, and having a forum and.
Oh, well, my
radio
goodness.
And all of that, I take my hat off, though.
Well, thank you. My goodness, I certainly didn't expect that. Tell us a bit about you, the man. Where are you from?
Well, I call myself a Puerto Rican because that's a black Puerto Rican, and my dad is Puerto Rican and from Santurce in Puerto Rico. And my mother, her side is the Caribbean side also. She was a descendant of Grenadian and Barbados and Trinidad. And she was born in Cuba because my grandfather, her father, moved around a lot because he was like an engineer, civil engineer. And he could fix things. He worked on the, you know, not on the building of the Panama Canal, but certainly on the around the Panama Canal. And also in Cuba, he worked on the sugar mills. And so he had a few of my aunts were born in different countries and in the Caribbean, and my mom was born in Cuba, in Oriente province. Mm-hmm. And they met in New York, and I'm one of 11 children.
Oh, my.
And, 7 boys and 3 girls.
Well, very good. On that note, we'll take a pause for our break. You're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Izzard. This program is sponsored by Alternative Medicine Therapies. My main office is in the 2 Bala Plaza building, Suite 300 in Bala Cynwyd, Pennsylvania. Visit our website at www.amtherapies.com or call the office at 610-660-7710. Stay tuned for our return with Antonio Fargas and life lessons.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies at 610-660-7710 for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative Medicine Therapies like Iridology, Kinesiology, Reflexology, Energy Medicine, which includes Qi Lai Therapy, Acupressure, and Psychological Consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when Alternative Medicine Therapies with psychologist Parthenia Izzard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation at 610-660-7710 and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com. And don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izzard's radio program each Saturday morning at 8 on AM 860 WWDB.
Don't passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, cold, flu, and other ailments. Listen to me, Parthenia Izzard, every Saturday morning at 8 for Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. I am a local natural health care practitioner and psychologist. I will show you alternative paths toward health with an holistic approach. Don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, Parthenia Izzard, every Saturday morning at 8, only on AM 860 WWDB. Okay, we're back. You're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Izzard. Do visit our website to participate in my blog. That's one way I get your feedback. Today we're talking with Antonio Fargas about life lessons. Antonio, you've had such a wealthy foundation of interesting people and places. What led you to the arts? How did you make that transition?
Well, I think, we have such, we have categories for things that we didn't have or weren't aware of back in the day, but you could say that that being from 11 children and Caribbean parents and in America and being lower income people, we had what I could say almost like a dysfunctional kind of a loving family. And I was considered the lawyer in the family at a young age because I could solve people's problems and give them alternative ways to look at things and sort of a peacemaker. And, I think I fell into the category of today you would call me an adult child because I had to do adult things. And a lot of my childhood was, in a sense, busy with adult stuff, and I didn't have time to be a child. And so the child in me found theater and film and television, but mostly theater because, I started with a film called The Cool World. My mom saw an ad in a newspaper. They were casting a film about gangs, sort of like West Side Story, but it's a black story in New York. And she said, "Why don't you try out for this?" And I said, "Well, I wasn't that keen on it, but something intrigued me." And anyway, she made an appointment for me to go down, and I read for Shirley Clarke and Carl Lee, and I found a home and a family, another family, and a place where strange people, artists, could survive and thrive. And it was a wonderful opener for me at 14 to find this. And so I did a film called The Cool World. And then the next, and it was in high school, and I did a play off Broadway after that called The Toilet by then Leroy Jones, who now is Amiri Baraka.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was doing that play, they were casting a play about a European tour of a play that was on Broadway by James Baldwin called Amen Corner. And I got to work with Claudia McNeil and, of course, your mom, Tina Satin, and a wonderful artist. And that was my initiation. And by the time I got out of high school, I had to be in Europe for the opening of Amen Corner in Austria, and I was able to tour all these wonderful countries and at a young age, and it was just it was just never stopped coming, all of the wonderful things that and experiences that, and even today my journey has afforded me the experience of meeting people and doing what I love.
Well, now, when you talk about life lessons, what was it about you and the way you lived your life, even at that young age, that got the attention of agents and the powers that be to the extent that you started getting so much work and all of that?
Well, I hindsight is 20/20. I think a lot of it was spiritual and being naive and open and not being jaded. Even today, I think it's almost like a childlike approach to this business of trying, how do you maintain an innocence through all of the stuff that's sort of geared for non-innocence, and study. I think I was also involved from when I started in the business. Right away, I got involved in working on my craft. And loving the fact that I could get out of myself, and it was really like a wonderful kind of therapy that I recommend to people today, of getting involved in the arts. I don't care if it's music, painting, something that's outside of their normal sort of thing, because it just gives you and makes you open-minded, and that's the whole thing I think I learned of acceptance of people and looking at things, not only the grays, but the black and whites of things. And it was a great survival mechanism to help me survive through the times that, that I grew up with the Vietnam War and the wonderful things that came out of the hippie thing, hippie movement, and of course the civil rights movement. All these things were happening around that time, and it was it was something that tested where you came from, and there was a whole lot of things about what kind of, because I grew up around the village, and so there were natural food places, juice places, all these things that were people baking breads, a lot of boutiques, and so a lot of natural and healing stuff was all very, very new to me. The first time I really heard black gospel music was in Austria when I was doing Amen Corner, because I grew up a young Catholic in New York, and the ritual of that religion didn't afford me the experience of getting into the black church and all of those things. And so it was really a smorgasbord of things that are available, all forbidden fruits and good fruits and all kinds of things that somehow I wisely chose to be able to sitting here today, talking to you about it.
And for those of you who may not be familiar with the term the village, that's a wonderful community in Manhattan, or would you say in Manhattan or the
Lower Manhattan?
Lower Manhattan.
And it's Greenwich Village.
Right, Greenwich Village. Quite the what do you call it? The hub of the hippie and the artsy
movement,
and
jazz.
Right.
Artists. Where people could go and express themselves in all different ways, and it had a great off-Broadway tradition that was going on also,
mm-hmm.
and lots of theaters that catered to artists like Jean Genet and of course our emerging black artists who came from Harlem and so forth and found a home in Greenwich Village where they could express themselves.
Now, who did you meet? I'm certain there were many people, but who did you meet along the way that had a major positive impact on your life?
Oh, boy. I really think I have a sense of history today, and I really would have to say that it took everybody that I met, both great and not so, the guy in the corner, the competition in class, but in the arts, I was really exposed to people like James Baldwin and Robert Hooks and Adolf Caesar and all survivors and artists and in a sense brethren and sister and Lloyd Richards, the director of Amen Corner, who recently passed away. Everybody was part of it. I always say that even a young person with a camera can take a Pulitzer Prize winning picture.
Mm.
And, but the great ones only have to press the shutter once or twice. And so I also learn a lot from acting from young people. I was always a voyeur to life, and so I was always interested in character, because we're all perfect characters, and so I would, get it from, walking around the deli or walking on the street, and so everybody feeds my artistic needs.
Well, I'm certain everybody's sitting here wondering if there was a specific individual that fed your delightful Huggy Bear character.
Well, being a voyeur to life, I base my characters on all my experiences. And, they say if you want to play a killer, you don't have to be a killer. But you have to also know that everybody has a situation where they could be in those circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
But the police in New York and watching all the different characters, I was more interested in the characters than the leading men. Now, I always said, the strange people, all the people that I've played. I mean, I've done transvestites, but transsexual, I played gay, I played all of these things that are provocative. I like the provocative characters. The lawyers and the bankers were not really that interested to me. You know, the hot dog man, you know, the guy in the pizza parlor, you know, the fish market, all those things were like really, really, you know, had my eyes wide open, and I tried not to look so amazed, but so I got a, you know, not just sunglasses, but I was able to just put a a face on,
mm-hmm.
in order to absorb all these things. So I think I absorbed Huggy Bear through my experiences in New York, and played in Car Wash. I think all these characters were walking around New York at some point, and everywhere you go, you see people that, you know what? But for the grace of God, go me, and you know, and also, but for the grace of, you know, of a writer with imagination, and a casting director with imagination, that I might be able to fulfill some of those things that they put on the page, like a Huggy Bear, and when I did the pilot for Starsky and Hutch, which I got the film through a film that I did in New York with a director named Barry Scheer. Directed a film called Across 110th Street, which is the borderline between Harlem and downtown, and so Across 110th Street, I mean, one thing gets the next, and Barry Scheer was a very important person in my life, because without him, I couldn't have gotten Huggy Bear.
Well, what enabled you to stay grounded and focused on what you wanted in life?
You know, I think... And I threw all caution to the wind, because in order to learn, you have to make mistakes.
Mm.
So I made numerous mistakes, quote mistakes, but I think I needed every mistake I made to become the whole person that I am today, because nobody walks through fire without, you know, feeling some heat. And that's so, you know, but you have to be blessed and have... You know, there's been a greater purpose for my life that I just try to fulfill every day and through the years. But I think it's important to test things, to test yourself, to see how far you can drive on the road, and to make left turns when you should be making a right turn. And, you know, but keep your eyes wide open and have a plan. You know, I think if you plan to fail, you plan. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So I think always knowing my lines and looking at life as a rehearsal for, you know, as a rehearsal for life, it helped me, you know, guided me through these, you know, the minefields and the gardens of. I always remember preparing myself, you know, as being conscientiously opposed to the war in Vietnam and being from the city and not being able to express myself about conscience, and a lot of people in the business gave me letters that supported, that helped me form my, you know, articulate how I felt. And and then I went to a retreat for the American Friends, you know, the Quakers had this retreat place, and I went there and I realized how wonderful people of spirit and people of love and peace, and how that was different by the time I got back on the bus back into Manhattan. I could feel the beat, and I could feel, you know, the tempo and the danger and all the things that, you know, that you feel being, and having to try to keep that peace that I got from being around those people, you know, was... I knew I had to get refreshed, and I get refreshed from looking at art and looking at, you know, the clouds, and realizing every day is a perfect day and not letting anything ruin my day.
That's certainly another very good lesson. Every day is a perfect day.
Mm-hmm.
And I would imagine that family played some supportive role in enabling you to stay grounded and focused on some level.
Yes. Yeah, my, you know, family and the extended family, the family of all the people that I met, all of the things of saying, you know, I came to an epiphany by saying, thank you, Dad, for not being able to say I love you to me, because it taught me to say I love you in my life. And, you know, and so all the people that... that helped me, you know, formulate my, you know, my thoughts and knowing what to reject and what to accept.
Well, wonderful. And that's a wonderful place to pause again for another one of our breaks. You're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Izard. This program is sponsored by Alternative Medicine Therapies from my main office at the Tudela Plaza Building in Bala Cynwyd, Suite 300 in Pennsylvania. Visit our website at www.amtherapies.com or call the office at 610-660-7710. Please stay tuned for our return with Antonio Fargas in Life Lessons. Don't passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, cold, flu, and other ailments. Listen to me, Parthenia Izard, every Saturday morning at 8 for Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. I am a local natural health care practitioner and psychologist. I will show you alternative paths toward health with an holistic approach. Don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, Parthenia Izard, every Saturday morning at 8, only on AM 860 WWDB.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies at 610-660-7710 for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative medicine therapies like iridology, kinesiology, reflexology, energy medicine, which includes Qi Lai therapy, acupressure, and psychological consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when alternative medicine therapies with psychologist Parthenia Izard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation at 610-660-7710 and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com. And don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izard's radio program each Saturday morning at 8 on AM 860 WWDB.
Yes, we're back again with Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, and me, Parthenia Izard, psychologist. And please visit our website to subscribe to our newsletter. That's another way that you find out what's going on. Today, as we said earlier, we're talking with Antonio Fargas about life lessons. Antonio, naturally, traveling around the world, as you do, it must be difficult to find ways to eat healthily. How do you do it? Especially when you're dealing with the aspects of celebrity that you have to deal with.
Right. I mean, I as I was growing up, I realized that, you know, I had to have I ate a lot of margarine because I couldn't have butter. And so I said, when I grow up and I can afford it, I'm going to have all the butter in the world. I'm going to have all these things that are probably bad for me, but that taste very good. But right now, you know, I try to, if I go away to do a play or do something where I'm on the road enough, and if I have an opportunity to have, you know, a place to live while I'm doing that assignment, and I can have my oatmeal, I get it really down to some basics of rice, and I try to do brown rice, but I have oatmeal every morning with raisins, and I'm very much, I travel with bunches and bunches of herbs and whole holistic type of things that to sustain me, and this has just gotten more and more refined as I go. I love juice, and I love some basic stuff, I'm starting to wean myself off of red meats, but I do love a lot of fish and vegetables and pasta, and so I don't know. I've just been really, you know, I think I've somehow gotten smart and kept things really, really simple. I do love fruit. I can eat a bag of oranges in a minute, or grapes, or And I'm so daring, too. I mean, I like exploring different cultures and what people, you know, and realizing that indigenous people and people with a simple lifestyle. I love the food of my ancestors and back to Africa, but also in the Caribbean, where a lot of beans and plantains and mangoes and all this stuff. And it's great to have so many shops now wherever you go. And what I also love, I wanted to do a documentary on all of the open, we have them now, we call it very boutique farmers markets everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when I go to Europe, I go to the open markets, particularly in France and in England and in different countries. And I was thinking about doing a documentary on the markets around the world, where you get good yogurt, and you get good butter, and you get you know, great fresh fish and wonderful vegetables that haven't, you know, mostly organic. And so it's really fun to go on the road, and particularly when you have a sense of knowing what to pick and what to look for, and not just taking room service and all that stuff.
Right.
And I've been able to keep my weight pretty good, and I've been just very blessed.
Well, it sounds like you also know how to put together your own meals.
Yes.
Oh, my word. Listen, America, isn't this a wonderful thing?
Oh, boy. You know, it's not that difficult, and, you know, and then still, you know, not even really knowing how to cook. I've just been very blessed to have, you know, a great mom for a cook, and, you know, and women in my life who knew how to keep it simple and interesting. And, you know, and not just, you know, some of the best, you know, money doesn't buy health, you know, but it can enhance it, it can enhance it. So I just look forward to, you know, getting a massage. I think that's so important. I get that as much as I can, and I just think it's hands-on and someone to talk to. People have talked to me, and I've always been a listener, and I think people need someone to talk to, and that should be a birthright. Massage and someone to talk to would keep us and everybody in a much better state of affairs.
I think you're absolutely right. So developing good habits seem to stay with us, so I think that's another.
And they pay if you're starting them, you know, starting them young. It's very difficult to tell, you know, someone young. I mean, my son is an athlete, and they have to eat well and start taking care of themselves. But they're also very young, and they're also, you know, blessed to have lots of money. So people don't realize that, you know, the more you start your habits, your holistic habits, early in life, you know, they're going to pay off dividends, because we pay for our transgressions later, and, you know, and down the line. I mean, I just recently, 5 years ago, stopped smoking,
did you hear the applause?
Well, you know,
that's wonderful.
I love applause, but I didn't know how much I love.
Yeah, the listeners are just clapping feverishly.
No, but you gotta start those kinds of things, and if the earlier you do it, who knows how much it's going to add to the situation, but certainly, you know, it can't hurt. Can't hurt.
Well, now, you mentioned your son. Did you want to give a plug for your son at this point?
Well, my son is, you know, is a survivor, and I try to be an example of, you know, through my survival in this business, you know, because he's a professional athlete. He was a great athlete in high school, and, you know, and then he was recruited by colleges and played at Michigan football, and then he finished up his career in football in the college level at USC, and was a teammate of Carson Palmer, those football players out there, football fans. And, you know, took handoffs from Tom Brady at New England when they were both at Michigan. But, you know, so it's been challenge with injuries and having to keep fighting and for a position in a very, very violent and short careered field like professional football. So he's coming up on his fourth year. He's very healthy, and you know, he's working hard at doing some of the things we talked about in terms of watching his diet and you know, and taking care of his body, because you know, they put themselves through a beating through the season, and he's preparing for his fourth year. And I think, you know, he has the belief, his coach believes in him, which is a big part of it. And, you know, and watch out for number 25 on the backup running back on the Oakland Raiders, Justin Vargas.
Okay, Justin, you said?
Justin, yeah.
Yes, okay, very good. While we're in the arena of plugging, why don't you give us your website address?
Well, that's AntonioFargas.com or .net. And it's a place where people can find out what's going on in my career, and you know, and also an appreciation for the fans that I've had over the years who may be interested in some of the stuff that I've done, or the fact that I think there's a book in me or a seminar.
Well, that's what I'm waiting for, the book.
That I'm developing, and to do some of the things that you're doing by sharing my strength, hope, and experience, and I sort of call it out of the box thinking with Antonio Vargas.
Oh, okay. We'll look for that. Out of the box thinking by Antonio Vargas. Very good. In a bit, when we come back after our next break, I'm going to want you to, you know, let people know what you're doing now, what's coming up, what they can look for. But before we go there, I wanted to know if there were any roles in particular that had a special and or positive impact on your life or you.
I did a one-man show about the character, well, the man, the historical figure, Toussaint Louverture. The Haitian revolutionary who didn't see it before he died, but you know, brought democracy and you know to Haiti, and that was an important role. And I think the Next Stop Greenwich Village, Paul Mazursky film. I played this character in the village, in Greenwich Village, and that was very special to me. I mean, they're all like children, you know. All the roles I played are like children, and it's hard to put one above the other, you know. Just, you know, I love all the characters that I've played, and enjoy, you know, the fact of new challenges, even within a genre, because I've been able to do these certain kind of characters. And on face value, they look very similar, but each one is very special and very different. You know, I played a pimp, and you know, and I've done all that, and each one of those is a specific kind of a person. And you know, people say, "Well, you know, okay."
You heard the music. Well, okay, as you hear, we're up on another break here. You're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Izzard. This program is sponsored by Alternative Medicine Therapies. My main office is at the Tubala Plaza Building, Suite 300 in Bala Cynwyd, Pennsylvania. Please visit our website at www.amtherapies.com or call the office at 610-660-7710. Stay tuned for our return with Antonio Vargas and more life lessons.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies at 610-660-7710 for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative medicine therapies like iridology, kinesiology, reflexology, energy medicine, which includes Qi Light therapy, acupressure, and psychological consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when alternative medicine therapies with psychologist Parthenia Izzard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation at 610-660-7710 and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com. And don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izzard's radio program each Saturday morning at 8 on AM 860 WWDB.
Don't passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, cold, flu, and other ailments. Listen to me, Parthenia Izzard, every Saturday morning at 8 for Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. I am a local natural health care practitioner and psychologist. I will show you alternative paths toward health with an holistic approach. Don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, Parthenia Izzard, every Saturday morning at 8, only on AM 860 WWDB. Okay, we're back from break. You're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. And do visit our website at www.amtherapies.com. Today, as some of you already know, we're talking with Antonio Fargas about life lessons. And people, please bear with us. We repeat these things because we don't know when a person might happen to tune into the channel, and we want them to know what's going on right here and now. Antonio, what inspired you to start your own production company?
Well, I got so many people who, because that whole cliche about giving back, it's kind of real, and I treat people the way I want to be treated, and as a young artist, I always was encouraged to stick my hand out and ask questions, and people will facilitate you if they're in the right spirit. And so a lot of people come to me and they have an idea or they have a dream, and some of it, I try to counsel and say, from my experience that, you need to work on this or that. I never try to just throw cold water on their dreams, but I try to throw cold reality. And as well as encouragement. And it's been nice. It's almost like when you hear good things about your children because you know you've done a good job. But, I've had people come up to me in the business in L.A. or someplace anywhere in the USA or around the world and say, thank you for what you gave me as an artist because it helped me do something with my life. There was a fellow who came up to me and said, thank you for telling my sister that she should go back home when she had dreamy eyes about being a starlet in L.A. And she went back and she got, and she changed a course in life. So those kind of things, and wanting to have a place where people can come and either facilitate their dreams or just network. It's sort of my company is just a network, and it's a formal place where I can say, I can make that happen, or I can tell someone else how to stay on the path towards their fulfilling their dreams. So it's just a chance to network and to help people facilitate their dreams.
Okay, well, we're coming toward the end of our program, and I would like for you to share some things that are coming up that are in the works right now, and then close with some wisdom that you would like to leave our listeners with.
Okay. Well, I'm up early this morning. So not only to talk with you, but I'm on my way to San Diego to go fishing with my son, before he goes into camp, my three children, and then I'm going to Los Angeles because last season I did four episodes of Everybody Hates Chris, the Chris Rock show,
right.
And so I'm filming one of those this week. I'm sort of winding down my career and figuring out what I want to do with my next 45 years in the business, So I moved to Las Vegas to get myself out of the competitive market of Los Angeles and be more selective about what I want to do. I want to do theater. I'm going to England in September to do Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, an August Wilson play. And I play a character called Toledo, who's a piano player, and I'm challenged because I have to learn how to play the piano to do this role. And then, I don't know, it's just every year is a new adventure. Like every day, as I said, is a perfect day. And so we don't know what we're going to do, but I am working on that out-of-the-box seminar. And gathering moss for my book, eventually.
Very good.
You know, because it's through all of the pictures and interviews that I've done, I'm starting to see a pathway towards sharing who I was and who I am.
And some quick words of wisdom.
Oh, I don't know, just
more.
You know, just take advantage of the good out there. You know, there's so many things in disguise, and one of the wonderful things is just thinking about what this show and years ago there weren't shows like this, and for you to find that path yourself, Parthenia, I think it's a gift to people, and I think we have to look for the gifts out there, the people who have no access.